Listener Production.
Good morning, it's Andrew Shaw with the latest. Home prices are still rising on the Limestone Coast, according to the latest report from Domain. Chief of Research Dr. Nicola Powell says house prices rose by 5% in the first quarter of this year.
And they're up over the year by 12% to $420,000. And that does buck the trend to what we've seen in other regional markets where prices are actually softening.
She adds that those price jumps are driven by a rise in population and the relative affordability of the South Australia's housing market compared to elsewhere in Australia. CFS crews have managed to get on top of yesterday's fire in the upper southeast. The Dukes Highway was closed between Keith and Bordertown for some time before the blaze was brought under control. There's a new apprenticeship uni course on offer for SA students, which will see them earning money from the get-go. In a national first, defence companies have teamed up with UniSA to offer software engineering students $30,000 as a starting salary. By the end of the course, they'll be getting up to six figures.
We're going to get better outcomes on completion because we're paying them from day one.
That's SA Skills Commissioner Cameron Baker. Briefly, a man sadly died after a crash up at Tintinara earlier this month. Two cars came together at the Dukes Highway Fullwood Road intersection, with a 91-year-old Tintinara man passing away in hospital on Monday. And concerns more needs to be done to improve the conditions around Little Blue Lake, the popular tourist spot reportedly suffering from a lack of toilet facilities. Council say the Department for Environment and Water would need to approve the loo. Checking what's happening in sport now, and with Crow Darcy Fogarty struggling in the first few rounds of the AFL season so far this year, he says he'll be looking to skipper and Limestone Coast product Jordan Dawson for a bit of inspiration. Fogarty says Dawson has really improved himself in recent weeks, saying the captain has put the boys on his back. Fog reportedly spent some time at his family farm in Lucendale following last week's loss to Essendon.